So the wyvern begins to choke. It chokes harder and harder until it falls, and then it stops choking and breathing altogether.
Oh, God damn it.
But you can still heal it.
I'll reach in my pack to get out a good berry.
Okay.
Torque, go grab his tail.
Grab his tail. Hold on.
Creature, are you okay?
Pain.
Do you know what was controlling you?
No.
If we let go of your tail,
you won't attack us?
Just free.
Not to work and tell him to drop the tail. Drop the tail.
Dust everywhere.
And he has one hit point. He's all busted up. He may die anyway.
Does the troll do anything at this time? He got the worst of it.
Boop!
What happened?
That creature. He tore you up and you took it like a troll.
You fought hard. You protected your home.
Can we eat?
It is time for dinner.
Let's go eat.
He just wants to eat the poor guy.
I'm still tweaking a little bit just from rage. But like,
we get him back to the cave. Let's get back up to the cave. And while he's sitting there, I go over to the meat. And I reach my herb pouch and stuff and spice up this meat. Make it the best fucking meat he's ever had.
Been smoking for hours.
You notice after a time that Bawoop starts to milk it a little bit. It's like, oh, drink. It's like just out of his reach.
I'll get that for you. All right, I get it. Here you go, buddy.
I like spice.
Of course. It's great.
More water?
Yes.
Get as much water as I can.
We need that pee.
must excuse Bawoop.
Wait.
We all look at each other.
Yeah. It's time.
The fairy's confused. They're eating a little bit of meat.
Have this. I hand him the jar. I nod at him like he should know what he's supposed to do. And then he looks at me probably confused. And I say, use this. Pee it.
It's kind of small.
I hand him another jar.
He's some of it in there.
He takes it away. You hear what might as well be a waterfall. Comes back. Jar in hand. It's just spilling everywhere.
Talk, you take that.
I've dealt with a lot of pee. All right, boys. I'll take care of this. I get out. I grab it. Sloshing around. Put it down. Get my own little vial. Get a little bit of that. That way, if something breaks, we got extra. Right? Put some in my pack. All right, boys, that was a hell of a night. I think we all could use some rest. But we do got two ingredients. And, more importantly, we got some new friends.
Two.
We didn't talk about Fairy. How she feel that now that she doesn't have that shadow?
I am relieved. Thank you. I don't understand what was happening, but it looked dangerous.
Why the hell did we use the Fairy for something?
And the Fairy has mainly cantrips and stuff.
And we also told her to stay back.
I don't really have control of the Fairy. Most it can do is probably is
fly around,
distract,
poke him in the eye, or
distract and stuff. But I can't control it. And, yeah. I mean, the most you can do is say, "Hey, do this, fairy."
Call him names like stupid.
Sorry, I was too afraid. It knocked down Bawoop, and he is much bigger than me.
Well, we're really glad that we could help.
Thank you.
And if you would like to help us, we have some things that we're also looking for.
Yes, you mentioned the owlbears. They're big and scary too.
We should go meet them after we rest. Bawoop, do you want to rest?
He said yes.
Well, let's set up camp and stuff here with this troll and this cave and the fire.
We're all just, like, sitting, starting to fall asleep. Welcome. Are you asleep? I can't tell. You got your mask on. I can see that.
Damn! It's like Batman's mask.
All right, so you guys take a long rest.
Yeah, let's rest and make sure that we also make sure you guys reset any spells and stuff you have. You have to reset
my rages
spells.
Go back. All two of them.
So, in my trance, I do a trance. It only takes 4 hours. So, in the middle of that, because it takes 8 hours for everyone else to rest. So, in 4 hours, I'll stop. I'll make up my good berries.
Okay.
To make sure I have my 10 new good berries for the next day. And while I'm doing that as well, I'm also going to cast Cure Wounds on Bawoop.
Okay.
Just to help him with any issues that he may be having, which I'm sure he'll get to full health eventually anyway, but...
You notice that his pee is a little too green.
He'll get 11 hit points.
Okay. At the end of a long rest, a character regains all lost hit points. Okay, the character also regains spent hit dice, up to a number of dice equal to half the total. For example, if a character has 8 hit dice, he or she can regain up to 4 spent hit dice upon finishing a long rest. Because you can spend hit dice during short rest. To heal.
To heal? Yeah. Okay. So we get all our hit dice back.
Yep.
Which I get D8.
And you get your hit points back, too.
So, since we're level 2, we would get one hit dice back? Is that...
So, you use hit dice to heal during short rests, so you get one.
Okay.
But if you hadn't spent any, you still
have
two.
Yeah, we haven't spent any.
So we still need to get some...
We need to find Owlbear down.
Which your fairy friend knows where that is.
And then Swift Rock Mushrooms, which are orange with black stripes, and they attach themselves to things that are constantly moving.
If you describe that to the fairy...
Yep, I do. I say what the professor told me.
Yes, I've seen those before. They grow on the back of cats.
Cats? What kind of cats?
They're... like yellow and orange cats.
Are they large or small cats?
They're pretty big.
Are they mean cats?
Yeah.
Okay. Have you?
Could you play a game and see how many you can take without them noticing?
Sure.
That's like asking a little kid to like do something crazy and get them killed.
I mean, it's invisible. This fairy,
yeah.
Right?
When it wants to be.
If you think it's going to be, if you think it's going to be too scary. Then don't get caught. Don't do it.
Don't get caught. Don't get caught.
We'll figure something else out.
All right, roll don't get caught.
That's Dex's rule.
I think you're scarier. And here, I went back. She flies and has a healing potion.
Oh, thank you.
Ha!
This was a very funny game.
That was a funny game.
Like, you bitch!
All right, so the fairy can help us out with the two remaining things we need.
Which one first?
Yeah.
The mushrooms first, I think.
The mushrooms might be good first.
Aoob, we are heading to find the owlbears. You want to come?
Food?
Suppose you could eat them.
So this thing that was attacking us, like, that could be an innocent animal. But that thing, you're like, nah, we can eat them.
That one's being mind control. It's doing something maybe it didn't want to do.
Well, maybe these owlbears don't want to die and be eaten.
All right.
You're supposed to be the nature boy.
Maybe you shouldn't eat the owlbears. I don't know what they're like. Could be a bit gamey.
I'll go get lunch. You coming back?
We'll come say hi. Or
yeah,
before we leave.
Before we leave.
Don't forget us.
He's probably going to... Who are you?
All right, let's go find these cats. Lead the way, Resplendent.
Are they going to be like stone cats or something?
So she flies about. You guys
follow
go in a direction. She's much faster than you guys. Can fly higher, trying to find out where they are. Like, she knows its general range of where it hunts, but doesn't necessarily know where it is in a second. Eventually, she comes back. Yeah, I mean, when you look at the fairy, there's no, like, sexual parts on it. Like, it's completely nude with wings, but there's no, like,
titties.
Organs.
Gotcha.
No titties.
Comes back and says, ah, found them.
Very well. Which way?
Hell yeah.
She flies and you follow.
Okay.
You see
some trees
in this sort of direction. And then there's a clearing. And in it, you see kind of what looks like a pride of lions. They're sleeping. No. They're sleeping.
Okay.
Or at least they're lounging. I shouldn't say they're sleeping. They're prone, taking in the sun. Maybe a full belly. Maybe it's just not time to hunt. If they're not the right shape or color. So they are orange-ish with like white underbellies. They have black sort of rings instead of spots. And on their back, they have what looks like stone. It's black. It's maybe some sort of shell, but it sure looks a lot like rock. And on them are growing some mushrooms.
They're all sleeping?
They're like lounging, like lions, you know.
What are these called? Do we know?
These are swift cats.
Okay, so what are some strategies for us to be able to get some of these mushrooms? We could have our fairy go in, maybe? Do we have anybody that's really good with stealth?
I am not.
The original idea was to have the fairy try to steal mushrooms.
Being invisible.
Okay, so I say we go with that idea. Are you guys cool with that?
I have a 2 in stealth.
As long as...
What do you have in stealth?
Nothing.
As long as it's not that dangerous.
Negative still. So I was thinking maybe a good plan is if you go there, you go over very sneakily and invisibly, try to go over and get some of these mushrooms for us. If you at all feel like you're ever in danger, just come back in our direction. We'll help.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
She flutters off. You look close. You can't see her, but you see a mushroom start to move as if it were the breeze, mm-hmm. but it's just the one. Eventually, you hear a... It pops off, and she flies over. Cats seem to not notice anything.
Okay.
Damn. It's going to take a while to fill that bag.
Yeah.
Hey, we'll wait.
Yeah. We're
this is day two.
We're not the ebb and flow.
Like, 3 days, here, right?
Just jungle. Cut the top off the bag so the bag is smaller.
This continues until the bag is full.
Okay.
Jeez. Okay. Awesome.
I feel weird that they're growing the bags of these things. It feels disgusting.
I mean, they're a fungus, but they want to be on the back of things.
Probably like a symbiotic. Instead of leeches. Probably like a symbiotic relationship.
Yeah.
Takes about an hour. She gets back with the final one.
Do I win?
You do.
You win the game.
You gotta give her something.
We're all really
Torque.
Yes.
We need. I think we should
go see how many you can get.
unfortunately, the bag is full because she won so hard.
What's her name?
Resplendent.
Resplendent.
Write down.
Give her a nickname.
Resplendent.
Rizzy.
Write it down.
I tried before. I had that wrong. I was gonna call her Rid.
What's Resplendent? Just write it down.
Yeah. Just write it down.
Well, I don't want to take advantage of her.
Do you like good berries?
Give her something. You know what I mean?
You ever had one before? Do you eat? You like?
Not too bad.
Pretty good.
Good.
I love these. If you want more, let me know.
Okay.
I want
them. Damn it.
You can just let us know. It's a reward.
So she eats the berry, which is...
Yeah. I'm giving you another one.
It's big enough you can see a little bump in her belly.
What? She didn't chew it?
It's kind of disturbing.
What should we do next?
There's owlbears.
This thing we have to go for. What time is it?
See how many owlbear feathers you can pull out.
Let's go tickle an owlbear. Have you ever tickled an owlbear?
Sounds like fun.
Yes.
This has to be cheating.
Why does that one take advantage of her, you know?
We'll take her with us when we leave.
We saved her from this dark shadow creature thing.
So now she's... All right. Indentured to us?
Now no, it can go wherever it wants.
She lives as a life debt.
I mean, we
God's the man. Her lives belong to
that's
me.
That's true. We fought this big old monster creature. And it's
big
like
old
helping
monster.
Us out
if
it, you know?
Play this right, you can have a navi.
This is like in the movie 300. They use this rock for like every single thing. Like every shot. It's like, it was always something different, but they use like the same rock for like half the scenes. Yeah.
You guys are coming from this direction. There's lots of trees.
There are owlbears.
There's an owlbear den that she takes you to.
Aaron, earlier when you said that your bear died, does that mean, like, you can't turn into a bear anymore? Or you mean, like, that bear is dead?
It killed that bear off, and then I turned back into myself. So I can turn back into it again.
Because whenever you said, like, my bear died, I thought you meant, like, oh, he can't turn into a bear now.
Yeah, that's what I kind of thought.
Yeah.
Like they're a Pokemon or something.
All right.
Here you go, Eric.
Lots of trees. There is a cave. You see no owlbears.
So cool.
It's possible that it is in the cave.
Oh, so I should have put this back here.
What do we remember about owlbears that we've heard?
Dawn owlbear's feathers utilize a photosynthesis-like process to provide nourishment to the owlbear. They're easily spotted due to their shimmering and reflective nature. Their feathers are used in alchemy for its light-giving and radiant effects.
Okay, so this is its home?
So it's in the cave.
Yeah.
But if you look around closely, you can see towards the mouth of the cave there are a few feathers.
So it makes sense that there might be feathers around.
We need three bags.
Three bags of feathers?
Three bags of feathers. I don't know how big the bag is.
Okay, well, let's go up to the cave and collect the feathers that we can see. We all get a good look and know exactly what they look like.
On the way here, too, I also want to say to Rezzy, like, Rezzy, have you ever been out of the forest?
No.
You've lived here all your life?
Yeah, he won't let me leave.
He who?
The man in armor.
Who's the man in armor?
I don't know. But he won't let me leave. He told me, no!
So you just didn't leave?
He's scary.
Scarier than us.
After you were talking to the man armor, is that whenever the monster kept following you around?
It's... Maybe.
Where does this man in armor reside or
Everywhere.
Live?
Everywhere.
Everywhere.
Yep.
He's just in the middle of this forest.
So were you trying to leave the forest when he stopped you? Mm-hmm. Is that the only time you've seen him?
Mm-hmm. You know when he will appear.
Maybe an issue for us when we leave. But for now, let's get these feathers.
Feathers. Okay. All right, we start collecting feathers.
Roll perception.
16. Get advantage. 14.
16.
It's less of a cave and more like a rocky overhang.
Okay.
It doesn't really go deep.
15.
As you sort of peek in, not far in, there's like a big nest, and it is filled with like twigs, feathers, other things that one would make a nest of. However, yeah. Anyone that got a 15 or a higher notices some movement in these trees, something that is approximately bear size, maybe coming in this direction.
Maybe coming in this direction.
Maybe we can play another game.
All right, guys, I noticed something in the trees. It is roughly bear size.
Yeah, so it might be coming this way.
We should hide.
We should maybe silently go into the outcropping a little bit.
Like, into its nest?
Is it that thing? Okay.
If we assume they're owl bears.
It's half and half. It's a bear with an owl's beak.
Okay.
It
looks like this.
Instead of fur.
And that's what they are, so they don't fly.
Owl bear. No.
But they travel in trees?
You see the like brush moving as if something
big. It's not sitting in the tree.
It's coming through it.
Okay. Let's see. So we notice that it's coming back.
He was like Godzilla.
Well, I was thinking of Stranger Things. Like, yeah. She's in a Ferris wheel. The trees are moving.
Does anybody have any
bunch of mums.
Sleep powder or something?
No. Sleep powder.
Sleep powder.
I can speak, entangle,
paralysis power.
Entangle. It's a weird one.
I'm trying to think of some kind of trap we could set that we wouldn't harm it.
Well, you better hide. What do you think?
We hide. All right, hide.
Roll stealth.
I am now hidden.
Roll stealth.
I am perfectly hidden.
Stealth.
14 for me.
Dang it, Eric.
It didn't move it.
Super light die didn't move my super heavy die.
Oh, the world 17. Is 17.
Yeah, 14.
If that's 20 again, I was going to call shenanigans.
12. 2.
Okay. So, are you splitting up or hiding together?
If we hide together, I'm going to help Calvin out.
I think I should split up.
However, Mask of the Wild may attempt to hide in any natural phenomena.
Okay.
Whatever that is. That's all it says on my paper.
Okay.
I know it's a thing I've got as being an elf.
Well, you're not the one I'm worried about.
Just to make sure.
Like, if we hide, if I have a 70 to hide with Calvin, would it hurt me or help him?
So I'll hide with Calvin.
Okay.
Like, next to him.
Okay.
All right, so...
in the brush or something.
So the bears come out of the forest. There's one large bear and two young bears with it.
Cubs?
Get between them, quick.
You've seen the Revenant.
Hide between the cubs and the bear.
No, I haven't. It seems to be walking in the vicinity of the cave. So you notice that Volkim is hiding behind a tree. But his cloak stands out.
I'm basically standing in the middle of the field with my head between my knees, like crouched over.
Imagine like behind a pole, but I can see you on both sides of the pole, but you can't see them.
All right, peek out.
I mean, if we're nearby, can I utilize some of the wild to help kind of cover up a bit?
Someone else can try a distraction.
I was actually thinking that I might try and be the distraction.
Okay.
For you guys, I cast light
on
myself.
Okay.
And
can you do in its eye or something?
I also cast Expeditious Retreat.
Okay.
Try to lead him away.
All right. So this glowing Gandalf human torch sprints faster than any man you've ever seen in a direction opposite of the cave.
Him?
Yes.
There's your distraction. I telepathically...
yeah, okay.
Tell to all of you.
Okay, what happens next?
The owlbear sees
go.
He probably doesn't care.
I was going to go like...
And then
try
continues
to
towards the cave.
Yeah.
Can I use... Can I understand my language?
It?
Yeah.
No.
Damn.
You need intelligent beings.
Damn. Can I say it through Aaron?
I mean, like, there is speak with animals, which you gain the ability to comprehend verbally with the creature. But you're also kind of limited to its intelligence. Like Rick was saying before with the Wyvern, does it understand time? Does it understand life, death, hunger? Like, what does it understand more than that? Is it a philosophy of what life is?
Mm-hmm.
Is it more feral, you know, like...
But command has a specific restriction, and then it must understand your language. So, Kyle, are you going up and, like, poking it?
I was gonna try to like incite it.
Run at it like that guy in that movie we saw.
Run like near the cubs. I mean, do we know if it's try to draw it off?
Is it aggressive? Is it dangerous?
Well, we have no idea. It's probably just like a mama with babies. Well,
that's why I was trying to incite it.
It's a bear with babies. I saw the evidence.
I mean, what are we gonna do? Get it to chase you, and then what? I don't think there's gonna be enough feathers in the cave.
Well, get it to chase him, and then what? Shave one of the babies.
You said it's a big nest.
Well, shave one of the babies.
Oh, you said. Shame them. Start shaming them.
So
you said it's like a big nest that's like packed with all kinds of feathers and stuff.
Yep.
Is there enough there to fill the 3 bags?
Possibly.
Say we try that.
Okay.
Giddy up.
All right. So Calvin, you try to.
So Calvin, roll annoyance. Just roll charisma.
Okay.
I would accept performance.
Performance
19.
Is bad, yeah.
Well, yeah.
19 annoyance.
All
performance
right.
Roll
23.
Ah! Ah! And it starts to chase you.
Ah, okay. Like a baby raptor.
Ah!
Me and Shane, from our hiding spot, which we were not noticed, I would say we go in, start getting some feathers.
Ransack the place.
All right. You do so.
Let's go get the sack
quickly. And fill the sacks.
All three?
All three.
Okay.
Okay.
All three sacks.
You get out.
There's three.
All right, guys. We got full sacks now. What about Vulcan? Now that we have our sacks filled.
Yeah, just circle back.
Think he'll meet us back at the troll cave?
I think he'd be okay.
Well, would he get telepathically communicate with you?
I was trying to do the Kramer thing because I was going to do it later.
Oh, my God.
I was going to do it later. So I was practicing. I went, and it was just all this spit came on Eric's arm.
So he goes, much.
But, like, it was real bad. Yeah.
I'll leave enough time, and then I'll probably circle back to the cave. If I don't see you guys, then I'll start heading back to the troll cave.
Gotcha.
And try to find you guys. I can move at an incredible pace, so I can find you guys.
So maybe we'll head back towards our camp. Maybe Elor sticks around, make sure he's okay.
Why?
Well, because you guys were hiding together, and...
So he's bound to him now?
I was helping you with feathers. Oh. You gotta carry these sacks.
I thought us two wanted them to...
I mean, I was here too. Yes, I just didn't get to say it.
Incredibly heavy sacks filled with feathers.
Hey, a 50-pound sack of feathers is still 50 pounds, sure. Okay?
A pillow isn't 50 pounds.
Meet up back.
But a 50-pound pillow would be.
You all meet up back at the troll cave.
Yeah, see? We're back there.
The troll is not there.
No, Baal.
I can read.
But Baal
can write a letter.
Write him a letter. You think he can read?
It's a thought that counts.
Yeah. You can leave him like.
He'll see, he'll think it's like something.
Give him some meat or something. Leave it there.
I just leave the letter E. Like, I leave him a letter. That's all he gets. He's just pondering it.
Even he's disappointed in your joke.
So, do you guys want to wait till it comes back?
We said we would.
Yeah, we have to at least wait until the next, like, ebb and flow ends.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't want to start doing that.
We got to get to the edge of the forest, I think.
We slept through the night, so it would have made it in.
Yeah.
And then it stays like that for
a few hours. So it depends when you woke up.
Well, because we had 8 hours on it coming in.
Yeah.
Right?
So
we got in 4 hours.
So it starts its flow at 7 a.m.
Okay. We started our journey at 7, right?
Yep.
That way we had 8 hours to get in. So we got in there in like 4 hours or ish, right? Mm-hmm. And then we did a few things and slept for 8 hours. I don't know. How long have we been doing stuff today?
A few hours.
So, I mean, we need at least 2 more hours before the ebb starts going again, right?
Depends what time you woke up.
We woke up at a time in which case it worked out perfectly.
Well, 8. We would have slept for 8 hours. So let's say we had 8 hours, had 2 hours of doing that, and then slept for 8 hours. So I guess it's already been flowing.
Mm-hmm.
So it's probably been flowing for, I don't know, 3 hours?
You can wake up at 5, have breakfast, takes you to 5:30 or 6.
We go get mushrooms.
6. Yeah.
We go and get owlbear feathers.
Mm-hmm.
We meet back at the troll.
You'd probably just make it.
We would just make it if we left? Mm-hmm. So should we leave now or should we wait for one more ebb and flow?
I feel like we should wait, that way we're not, like, right on the edge of time, in case something, like...
We also had 3 days to do this, and even if we leave right now, that would still be wet, too.
Yeah.
So we got time. And we can also just kind of look around, too, if we want.
If we leave with it going out, it gives us more time, too, because it goes out and stays like that for a little bit.
It moves very slowly.
So, I mean, that gives us plenty of time to be able to go with it.
Yep.
And it gives us time before it starts shrinking back in if we ran into a situation.
Okay, so we got a little bit of time to waste.
So let's make sure we leave whenever time it starts flowing or ebbing.
Yeah.
Whichever one it is.
When it's going the other way.
When it's going out.
Gotcha.
Is there anything particular you want to do?
Well, maybe we would ask the fairy a little bit
more. Go back and mine more rubies.
Well, we'd have to find that.
Well, that's on the way in.
And you also got to be careful.
Yeah.
Dangerous shit around here. But I was going to say, let's ask the fairy more about the man armor.
Yeah.
Anything else that she would know that could be useful to us?
His armor was golden.
Mm-hmm.
He had a shield and a sword.
Did he have any symbols?
He walked through the ebb of the forest unaffected.
Mm-hmm.
He's a weasel.
Weasels are still affected by the forest. They're not affected by cockatrices.
No. Check my notes. Have you ever seen him eat or drink?
I only saw him the once. No. He just yelled.
You mean... <He's an armor. laughs> Okay.
I wonder if he could control creatures.
Possible. They met around the same time that this happened with the shadow creature.
Why don't you go find out?
Maybe.
I don't know.
I did maybe feel like he was watching me.
I pull out some of these unrefined, unpolished rubies. Have you ever seen anything like this before around here?
They're pretty.
Thanks.
Thank you.
What else is around here?
I got like a Applebee's or...
Right. Perhaps some other creatures or... Where else do you have fun?
Well...
Maybe we can find something cool, something else we can take that'd be useful, you know?
Yeah, and where's our troll buddy?
And where's Baup? Have you seen Baup?
If you sit for a while, he comes back.
Very good.
General greetings and pleasantries. I might ask him about this man in armor as well.
Okay.
Yes.
You've seen him before?
Yes.
Can you tell me anything about him?
He controls forest.
In what way?
Forest breathe? He breathe.
So I think implying that as long as this guy's alive, this thing will continue to do the death-life thing.
Yeah.
Maybe he's.
If he dies, does everything just die?
Or it lives. It doesn't do this thing anymore. It
sounds like a... I don't know. I won't be in here when we find out.
I mean, there...
Where he walks, death follows.
It sounds bad. It sounds bad to me.
Yeah.
Perhaps he's bad.
Perhaps.
He's probably
but
also...
they need this forest for our school. They send students here for tests.
We don't need...
Do they need the Forbidden Forest near Hogwarts?
We don't need the death zone of the forest.
Part
just
of
the cool
part
pod.
Of the trials and tribulations.
Pod where the fairies come in.
I mean, there's certain alchemical plants and stuff that only grow in the ebb, right?
There was something that thing was after that only survives there. What was it?
It was a certain type of mushroom, right?
It's a flower. Mm-hmm. Of something.
What, weasel?
Right then?
What? Yeah. Yeah. Lunas flower?
Perhaps, mm-hmm. Yeah.
I feel like I got that already.
No.
You haven't gotten it yet.
It's
no.
Rare.
Let's get that.
It's in the desert.
It's in the ebb.
Or to go out, wait, look in the ebb, find
how
in the ebb, not be dead in the ebb. I'll go. Nothing else to do.
First thing is try to find that cave with the rubies. We, you know,
that's in the middle of the ebb.
That was like 1 hour.
I know,
but
when we get out there. Was it? I thought it was like close to the edge.
No,
it's in the middle.
So do you guys want to spend the day sightseeing, scavenging?
Like sightseeing and Jumanji.
Hunting.
I think we should set up camp close to the edge, recuperate, you know, not spend too much energy trying.
I like setting up camp here at this troll cave. But we have troll friend. Probably not a lot of stuff comes here and attacks a troll.
Your students, you can like take some sketches, write about wildlife.
That would use
it like that. Elor will do that.
Talk to our
troll friend.
Get some good insight.
Talk, I feel like you and
Thane.
Troll man.
Oh.
What's his name?
Baup.
We'll get along well.
Oh, we're going to get along. He pulls out a little bit of the ale that he was supposed to turn in, but he might have saved a little bit. Just five.
It's like a drop to him.
It's just a drop, but this is very, very powerful magical whale.
Okay.
Baup, try a little bit of this.
It's like a shot for him.
Oh, Baup, like. Yeah, we're going to have a good time. You guys, go have fun.
Elor does want to kind of... I'd like to see more creatures, too. Is every creature here fey, or is it like a mix of things, or... Because the more creatures that Elor learns about, the better.
Everything here has some sort of fey tint to it.
I also want to explore the nature of this area, too, and try to understand it better.
Okay.
So, I mean, I won't journey too far, but I want to kind of look around and see if I notice some interesting things, different fauna, different flora.
So, you go around, you find all kind of wondrous flora and fauna. You find flowers that seem to sing, which are interesting. You see beetles that every time they beat their wings, they change color.
Elor takes note of the beetles and the flowers, and he draws a sketch of the flowers.
Okay.
Not the beetles, because they're flying around.
Is Elor good at drawing?
I think he's trying.
Whatever, it sucked.
You and Boop drink. Oh. He goes into his cave, pulls out a jug.
Oh! 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 I grab some.
No. Drink. You've got to, like, stand over it.
Sure.
And, like, lap it.
Don't have, like, a ladle or anything. I was laughing. Okay, I start laughing.
Or you could use your cup, I guess.
No, I'm
he's
not
looking
laughing.
At you laughing while he's using the cup. Like, you're a hairy woman.
Yep.
Here I thought, fairies scary.
No, fairies aren't scary. You know, you're scary to some people.
You're short.
I am short. And proud of it. You're tall.
Oh.
Do you like living on this island?
Island?
Forest thingy. I always think of it as an island because it has these tidal waves.
Tasty.
You like it here?
Hmm.
You ever tried to leave?
Mm-mm.
Are you bored?
Have you ever heard of anybody that has tried to leave?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thanks. Where's the ferry, by the way?
It's just about. Just talking to different people, learning about the outside world. She seems very excited. She seems to want to go.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask next.
Yeah.
It's going to be real sad if she can't come.
We might have to face the golden armor guy.
We'll do it then. Let's do it.
Rezzy.
Huh?
What's your favorite creature in the forest?
Oh, I like... It's kind of like a fox. But it's silver.
Oh, a silver fox.
Mm-hmm.
What does it say?
Come look. She takes you to a silver fox. You see it, and it sort of pounces on a rat, starts eating it. And then you see this other dog-like creature that looks like it's going to pounce it. As it pounces, the fox turns into a puddle of what looks like silver.
Hmm.
The dog looks at it, shakes its head, goes away.
Hmm.
Silver fox.
Take notes of the silver fox. It's good. Impressive.
Very nice, Rick.
Very good. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. So when are we leaving?
We have to wait for the ebb and flow to be just right.
What about Scary Man?
Well, I don't know where he is, who he is, what he is, but perhaps when we
try
when
to...
and if we find him, we'll deal with him then.
I think when we try to leave with her, we'll come out.
It's possible that when we leave, period, we'll come out.
I mean, last time they spoke, they talked, and she was fine. Next, right? And maybe, at the very least, we can talk. We can have a talk ourselves.
All right. So, you spend the rest of the day relatively uneventfully.
Yeah, sure. You guys.
You get ready to leave.
Yep.
Good
berries. It's like
I'm not
just
yada.
Keeping that one.
Bawoop wakes up the next day. Oh, head. Pound.
I'm all right.
Drink water. Oop.
Yes.
Make sure
you leaving?
Yeah, we're going to be taking off, man. It was great getting to know you.
Yes.
But you like it here. You want to stay.
You have good food?
I mean, there's always good food everywhere you go. But
home here.
Home here. I understand. As a person that doesn't have a permanent home, I'm a little jealous.
Home here.
Home will you make?
Thank you for your help. And your pee.
Yes.
Perhaps we'll see you again.
If we need more.
We'll be here.
Yeah, weird. Careful with your chest, you got some sting. Stinks.
Yeah. Still all scarred.
Yep.
All right.
Take care of yourself.
As you go along, back basically the way you came, I assume.
Yeah.
The way you know.
That'd be the best way.
The air grows cold. There's sort of a fog begins to envelop you.
Everybody stay close.
Close ranks.
You see a glint in the fog that seems to be coming off a shield.
Mm-hmm.
A figure steps forth, clad in gold armor, the curved sword in one hand, a kite shield in the other, bearing a symbol of a tree blossoming with flowers.
It's not a bad shield. I like skull.
Halt, traveler, announce yourself!
Can I talk to him telepathically?
That doesn't answer.
Can I command it to do something?
Well, what do you say?
Explain.
No one's ever asked me that before. Usually it's just no.
So he's just... A bunch of fog showed up, and he's just...
Is it undead?
He's in our path.
Roll perception.
Just him?
He talked to the fairy, so he's got to talk at some point.
How he knows it's the exact same person? Did the fairy say it was?
I'm sure there's... Two golden armored dudes walking
the fairy
around.
The fairy is
forest.
Cowering.
Cowering.
Shane, are you going to roll your.
Yeah. 14 plus. It works out.
It's. His bones bear no skin.
Does that make it undead or does it make it like a skeleton man?
I mean, a skeleton man probably is undead as well.
Skeletons are
damn,
undead.
Damn, it's.
I don't even have a skeleton man.
Shane. Never able to use this.
It's because every problem is a nail when you have a hammer.
Perhaps you should cure wounds him.
Try to bring him back to life, then you can command him.
Yeah, your Divine Smite does extra damage to undead.
Pass that bridge when we get to it.
I'll cross it. So pass it.
Alright, so he's just in our path.
Can we walk around him?
Sword drawn. Yeah, what if we try to just walk around him?
Just ignore him. And he won't see us.
As he breathes in. The forest around you begins to wither and die. You also feel the life force draining out of you slowly.
We should go back.
Or we should push forward and kill this motherfucker.
Things are withering and dying around us. What happens if he takes two breaths?
It also comes back.
The leaves begin to fall as ash.
He has to exhale, too, right? That's the ebb and the flow.
What is this, David Blaine? How old?
The only sound that you hear, the forest was lively, full of sound before, but as he breathes in, the only sound that you hear are emanating from your companions and your own beating heart.
Jesus.
Everything around us is dead now.
Because we walked forward.
This is the night game.
I'm like looking around trying to find that crystal flower.
It's dead now.
No, it only exists in places of death.
It only exists in the death zones.
World perception.
Shane, he just looks down, it's right there. Jesus!
I'm so excited. 12.
12 plus
1.
15. 13.
You see a shimmering flower.
Grab it real quick.
You walk over and grab it.
Okay. There's a bunch of them. Grab.
There's one.
Okay, there's one. There,
you see a flower.
Just imagine, yeah. Like, there's one
I
there.
I pick
and you
a
grab
bunch.
It, and you just, no, I pick a bunch of them.
It's like, I imagine you like playing like Skyrim or KOTOR, and you go over and you try to pickpocket a guy, but you keep trying to take it money that
I
he doesn't
have. Left. You have more!
It's like he only had one key. You can't take 10.
No, he's malleable.
Well, I can attempt to charm person, or.
If he's a person?
Well, I mean, it's a humanoid. That's what it specifies.
We can bribe him with my rubies.
Don't feel like he'll take a bribe.
No, he's wearing gold.
Let me attempt to charm person.
Okay.
You attempt to charm a humanoid. Maybe it'll work. You attempt to charm a humanoid you can see within range, which is within 30 feet.
Okay.
We're within 30 feet, right?
Yep.
It must make a wisdom saving throw.
Okay.
And does so with advantage if you or your companions are fighting. Well, we're not fighting, so it doesn't do it with advantage. It just makes a wisdom saving throw.
Oh, demons take up so many pages.
Demons?
No, I'm trying to get past the demons.
Oh. Okay.
To the super demons.
That makes sense. All right, it was what, wisdom?
The wisdom saving throw.
15.
Huh?
He beats it.
Oh, is that how it works?
Yep.
Try again.
It's not going to work now.
Just run the numbers again, Aaron.
Punch the numbers, right?
All
right,
well,
make it happen.
After all that...
Show me your hands!
Is that what he says?
Yep.
I have no problem showing my great hands. Look at these hands. Ladies.
There is no blood. The interlopers may leave.
What about our new friend?
The interlopers may leave.
Well...
But we have to take... Miss Fairy with us. She's vital to our mission.
None else may leave.
What does she have to say?
I don't want you to fight. He's too scary.
That's too bad, woman.
And who are you, sir?
It's not a woman.
Diarmond.
What?
Keeper of Diarmond. The forest.
Is it like a gardener?
I would not insult me further. Leave in peace.
So he's not a god.
Sir, I ask this in earnest. Like, why can this person, this individual, there. Not leave when she has a desire to? Who are you to take their freedom?
My freedom was taken.
So was mine. And I'm free. Why deny it to this person if you yourself have experienced freedom?
It is too dangerous for the power here to leave.
Has anybody ever left?
It is beyond your understanding.
Sounds like something people say to not be able to explain it.
You may leave, she stays, or you die.
I'm not one to back down from a fight from a slaver. Do you consider yourself a slaver?
It is not just dangerous for you if she leaves, but for her as well.
Don't you think she at least has owed an explanation?
Her mind is a child's.
She didn't understand many concepts before we arrived, but through explanation, she now understands.
We've luckily taught her sadness, and now she's really sad.
And will be sad forever. She cannot go.
Say that she doesn't understand because her mind is like a child, but I'm a fully grown dwarf. Make me understand.
You saw the creature.
I also saved it.
You do not understand her powers. She doesn't understand.
She cannot go. I didn't understand my powers until I learned.
We reside at a place where the most learned people in the land teach others to control their powers. Surely this is a safe place where she could learn to control hers.
It is your wish to go? Looks at Resplendent.
Write it down, Aaron.
I don't know. I'm afraid.
I was afraid before I came to Torchbearer Academy. Now with these guys, I feel less afraid.
Be less afraid among friends.
Will you bear the weight of her sins? For they are not her own.
I bear the weight of my own sins, which are not my own.
As do I.
Then go!
Okay.
Alright. This worked out very well.
Alright.
Run! Race it there!
Shane walked away. He's like, I'm keeping this. He says the power.
Oh, that's great.
With no more hindrances, you find your way outside of Fartide Forest.
That's the best part of the thing so far. My character really got an emotional response from me.
Yeah.
Man, I hope they accept her. Like, all right, get the hell out of here.
Resplendent, you should come with us to school.
She turns invisible.
I cast Dark Fairy. Fairy fire.
It says, I don't know if I can trust anyone else yet. Let me watch.
It sounds to me like it might benefit her following around, particularly Cal or Vulcan.
As long as you stick with us, we'll help to show you around.
Uh-huh.
I don't want to turn invisible, she disappears, you never see her, she can cause all this mischief. Jackass!
Gotcha, bitch. Guy's like, I told you.
I would warn you, Resplendent, while you are hiding and watching, don't play games.
I can play games with you.
Yes.
You know what the best game is?
The quiet game.
Hide and seek. Huh? You hide. Let other people seek.
No. The best game. Vulcan loves a game where you take his mask off.
I think we should teach her concepts like, you know,
jokes.
No, like, you know, what you perceive as a game, and you feel fun and joy.
Of course,
you gotta make sure other people.
But we want her to be comfortable first, right?
Yeah,
yeah. So we'll have her play hide and seek, you know, while she follows us around the school and stuff, and you know, yeah, if she starts freaking out. Get her, like, you know, get her some shit.
Get her some milk or something.
Yeah, get her some milk.
Well,
all right, you
and
check.
I can communicate with her too.
Eat some fruit or something.
Oh, yeah, okay.
You check your belongings, make sure you have all the ingredients, and you head back to the alchemy lab.
All right.
Awesome.
All right. Can't wait to see what happens next.
Yeah.
I got my flower.
Thanks, guys, for watching this video. If you like it, support us over at patreon.com/blindwave. Make sure you subscribe as well. Leave us comments as to what you think we can do better. Because constructive criticism is great.
Yep.
Right, guys?
When constructive.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah.